current news. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel and Hamas have begun the exchange process for hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners, part of a four-day ceasefire deal. But Hamas did say today it is delaying the release of the second group of hostages, claiming Israel has not complied with the terms in terms of delivering enough aid to the besieged enclave. In remarks from Nantucket, President Biden said last night the ceasefire means supply trucks can now enter.
Hundreds more trucks are getting in position as well, ready to enter Gaza over the coming days to support the innocent Palestinians who are suffering greatly because of this war that Hamas has unleashed. As we look to the future, we have to end this cycle of violence in the Middle East. We need to renew our resolve to pursue this two-state solution.
A container ship owned by an Israeli billionaire came under attack by a suspected Iranian drone. It happened in the Indian Ocean yesterday. At least 10 people have died from a fire at a mall in Pakistan's capital city.
According to an official at the scene, the fire began at the multi-story shopping center early this morning. Some died from suffocation, others from burns. Over 40 people were rescued. The injured, including some who fell on the building's stairs during the evacuation, were taken to a nearby hospital. Several are in critical condition.
And that report from correspondent Caroline Davies. A judge struck down an effort to enshrine abortion in Nevada's constitution.
Carson City District Court Judge James Russell has ruled that a proposed ballot initiative is too broad. The petition would have amended the state constitution to include the fundamental right to abortion, childbirth, postpartum care, birth control, vasectomy, and tubal ligation. The judge found that the amendment was a clear violation of Nevada's single subject rule. Pro-abortion groups are considering their options and may make an appeal to the Nevada Supreme Court. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
This is SRN News. Another executive loses his job over the Bud Light transgender debacle. Here's Michael Harrington.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Anheuser-Busch's U.S. marketing chief, Benoit Garbi, will leave at the end of this year. The third company officer who's paid the price for the decision to team up Bud Light with social media influencer Dylan Mulvaney, a man who is living as a woman. That decision tanked Bud Light sales and pulled Anheuser-Busch's global profits down. It's not clear if the company will recover anytime soon or ever. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man will be inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame next year. Sandy Stone, a man living as a woman, will be honored for being the founder of the academic discipline of transgender studies. Located in Seneca Falls, New York, the site of the first Women's Rights Convention in 1848, the hall inducts a new class every other year. This is SRN News. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has reportedly been stabbed by another inmate at a federal prison in Arizona where he's serving time for the murder of George Floyd.
The Bureau of Prisons confirmed an inmate was assaulted and said responding employees performed life-saving measures before the inmate was taken to a hospital. The agency did not identify the inmate by name. 47-year-old Chauvin is serving a 21-year federal sentence for violating Floyd's civil rights and a 22-and-a-half-year state sentence for second-degree murder.
That's Lisa Dwyer reporting. Oscar Pistorius has been granted parole after serving more than 10 years for fatally shooting his girlfriend.
All eyes will now turn to his release on the 5th of January. We've heard a little bit about the possible conditions that he'll face, which include therapy to address how he deals with anger and how he deals with gender-based violence.
This is the BBC's Daniel Day Simone. More details at SRNnews.com.